VWA.
KN4RJN, what's up, Steve?
Same old, same old. Just out trying to keep things going. I got the glass replaced in my truck this morning. And then I got to go to Dunkin' and meet a fellow over there on a job. And then I got my East Side lunch today. My East Side high school brothers. We meet once a month, have lunch.
Why'd you have to have glass replaced in your truck?
I don't know the actual reason for that. I came out one morning, and I got in the truck, and as soon as I closed my driver's door, the right rear passenger door glass just shattered and went into the floor. It had to already be broken and just hanging in place, you know, shattered and in place. But when I closed that door, it just fell, and I could find nothing wrong on the inside. Nobody had pilfered. Nothing was taken. Nothing, you know, just I could find no reason for it.
That's somewhat bizarre. I have no idea what happened.
Well, that's $175 worth of bizarre. I just shelled it out to get it replaced.
Yeah, that's really weird. How old's the truck?
Bought brand new in September, the very end of September, 2019.
That is odd. I wonder if that's a manufacturing defect.
There again, if it is, I couldn't prove it. There wasn't enough glass left to be able to tell, you know, anything either way. And like I said, I can find no reason for it.
Well, that's odd. I don't suppose the truck's still under warranty.
Oh, it's under warranty up to, I think it's 60,000 miles bumper to bumper, and then I got 100,000 drivetrain. But, you know, they're not gonna cover anything like that.
Well, if it were me, I would definitely ask. I mean, the only thing I can do is say no, but that strikes me as, you know, just odd.
I agree. But then again, you know, my wife had been mowing the evening before, and, you know, maybe something came out of the lawnmower and hit it, but I can't imagine because, you know, our backyard area is just, you know, it's just clear, and it seems to me like if something had hit it from the mower, it would have knocked the glass out. But anyhow, either way, it is what it is, and it's done now. So what are you up to today, big guy?
Well, I got to get out here in a little bit and mow the grass. It's starting to get a little thick. And then I got some other outside stuff I got to do. I still got a tree back there that fell down that I got to chop up and do something with. And some other stuff. So I got a day ahead of me.
Well, you're going to move that big rock today, right?
No, I haven't got the area prepared for it just yet. One thing at a time.
No, I'm talking about that big rock over on the very back side of your property. You know, the one that's on top of those two other two rocks.
That would require a construction crane to get that thing moved.
Well, I was just teasing with you. All right, well, have fun. I've just pulled in here to get some go juice. Otherwise, I'm going to be walking. And I'll be on here for a little while today if you want to hit me back. So, what's that old saying? At our age, we pace ourselves.
Roger that. I'm going to finish this cup of coffee and then wander out there and fire up the mower, I guess.
All right. Later, big guy. KN4 VWA, clear.
Take care of yourself, Steve. KN4 RJN, clear.
Cam Mobile.
KN4 VWA, go ahead.
10-4 BWA, KX4YM. How you doing there, old man? Have you taken your test yet?
No, I have not. Probably going to take it the third week of June. And, I hope I'm going to pass it. I'm starting the intense study today and tomorrow, and I'm going to pack it till time to take the test. I hope I can cram enough to get the test, you know, pass it.
The classes that Gary and Dave put online from last year and then just started taking tests and showed up last month and passed the darn thing.
Wow, you the man. All right, that's good. Where did you take it?
Greenville, and then I went out afterwards and bought a lottery ticket, and I guess I used all my luck up.
Like I said, you the man. Well, congratulations, so now you're an extra.
Yes, sir, you don't know who this is, but I sat in class behind you while we were there for two classes.
Oh, yeah, I know who it is. Yep. Well, that's good, man. That's real good. Well, like I said, I've got so much going on. If I get in about 2 hours a day, I'm hoping I can pass that thing. If I put in about 2 hours, maybe 3 hours a day, you know, studying and reading it.
Yeah, I spent the last 3 days before it cramming, watching videos, and pretty much spent 24/7 doing that, and it worked.
At my age, you know, it just takes a little bit longer than a few days. I'll have to be at it pretty hard and heavy and stiff for the next 3 weeks to really be able to get it in there and get it going.
But think of all the DX and you can do after that.
Well, I've been doing a good bit of DX right now. Oh, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I traded for a Yaesu FT857D all band, all mode for my truck. And I got me a matching antenna to go on the truck, a screwdriver. And man, I talked to Italy and Brazil from my truck here the other day.
Great deal. I don't even want to ask you what you had to trade to get that good radio.
Well, I had a Kenwood VM71 crossbander, and a buddy of mine had this extra 857, and he was wanting to use the crossbander. He's a big Kenwood guy. And he was wanting to use the crossbander with his Kenwood handheld, you know, so that he could go hit the beach and then still crossband up to his truck and out to the repeater. And so I gave him a little stiff, and that radio for it, man, I came out like a rose, and he did too.
You claim that on your income tax.
No, you're going to be using a four-letter word in front of me, too.
That to you. Nah, not on the air.
Well, I appreciate that. I do not like hearing that word spelled W-O-R-K. You know what I mean?
Nah, neither do I. I gave it up for, Glenn 1 year, I suppose.
Yeah, I tease a couple of my friends that are still working, haven't retired yet. I say, hey, don't be using that four-letter word around me. It's just, you know, that's for you, not me.
X-ray machine tear-outs?
Oh, yeah.
Plus any lead shielding that they need to get rid of at the same time?
No, most of that stays in the building. The only time that the lead shielding really comes out is when they, you know, remodel the thing and, you know, it completely starts over in the rooms. What are you needing some lead for?
Their lead will make nice, shiny little round seeds of freedom.
What caliber and what velocity?
1,000 feet per second at 45 caliber.
I need to run in just for a second into this store, and I'll be right back out. It won't take me 3 minutes, and I need to get back with you, okay?
Roger. KX4YM, standing by.
WA, I'm back. You there?
Here.
And I forgot your first name.
Scott.
Right. Now, listen, Scott. Is that for a handheld, 45 caliber handheld? Okay. Now, you know the lead that comes out of those walls for that protection is generally pure lead.
Got to alloy it a little bit.
Wheel weight is usually better for that purpose because it's got a little bit of antimony in it and it's hardened just a little bit. But now, if you need some pure lead, I can pick you up.
Great.
Well, what you got? Equipment, baby. Radio equipment.
My pile.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I mean, lead is, well, no, I guess it is a little harder to come by these days at the scrap yards, isn't it?
That settles for battery lead.
Know what you mean. That stuff, you know, you just, well, when you melt it down, you do have a melting pot, right? Well, when you melt it down like that, that acid base does come out. You know, especially if you wax it.
I can sit there and flex it, but I'd rather not, you know, be exposed to the vapors, if you know what I mean. The lead stuff's bad enough.
Yeah, I do that outside, and I use a little fan, you know, that blows across the top of the pot. I got one of those little electric pots, and, yeah, I know what you mean there. But no, I got pure counterweight lead.
Well, we may have to get together and talk on the off the side here one of these days.
Sounds like a Wiener Schnitzel to me. Now, where are you based out of?
I'm stuck over here by Donaldson Center.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll just have to plan to get together because I've probably got one pig weight that's going to weigh about 20, 30 pounds. That'd keep you busy a while, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir, it sure would.
I keep a little stash of that stuff back for my own usage. Yeah, I know what you mean about those little seeds of freedom. I do that too. So, what all do you reload?
I haven't reloaded in a long time, but I'm fixing to start again. Basically, everything I shoot. I haven't done shotguns in a while, but I do run out and try to perforate the berm every now and then.
I hear you. Yeah, most of what I shoot is brass jacketed, or at least has gas checks on the back of it.
Yeah, I understand that. I prefer to do the pistol stuff.
And I shoot, I used to do the cowboy action shooting. You familiar with that?
Good. Not time to get into that, but I used to shoot a heck of a lot of skeet and trap when I was overseas.
Oh, yeah. I've got 45 long Colts.
I've got 45 ACP, and I got a few 9 mil, and let's see, what else do I, I have a Henry 4440.
Those Ruger 44 carbines for a long time, so I'd only have to reload 44 for my pistol and the rifle.
How about that? Well, let me just tell you what. I have a Ruger 44 carbine and a Ruger 7.5-inch blue Red Hawk. Yes, sir. That is a very, very fine combination.
You're a man after my own heart somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, did you see in the news this morning about what happened up in Philly and in Brooklyn?
I went to the doctor this morning. I haven't bothered to check the news yet.
But in a story, there seems to be, there's a little bit of a national movement they're organizing. People are getting together, and they saved 3 Target stores last night from the Antifa people. One in Brooklyn, one in Philly, and one in Pittsburgh. And it was a gun shop owner in Brooklyn that he just stayed in his store last night. And when they came in, he dropped 2 of them, and then one of them got away and went to the hospital. But they got him after he was, found to have been shot, gunshot, GSW, at the hospital, and they got him. And they asked this guy if there was going to be any charges filed against the shop owner, and they said, no, that's strictly self-defense. So, who knows? Maybe things are going to start swinging around a little bit.
Tolerate that. They'll come up with something to prevent any kind of protective action like that. You mark my words. They'll figure out that they can't tolerate that, and they'll figure out a way around it to stop that kind of action.
I'm sure Target is very appreciative because, they're one of the favorite targets of this Antifa bunch. They go in and they loot it, clean it out, burn it.
Walmart does when these things happen. These guys don't touch Walmart. I'm sure Walmart's paying them off corporately somehow.
So Antifa is funded, right?
Dollars in Soros?
Now, Soros, to make sure that this thing continues, set up a investment fund of about $400 or $500 million, and they're taking the interest off of that to fund their operation. So, hey, Soros has set that thing up to where they're going to be funded long after he's gone.
Got to see if we can't figure out some way to stop that kind of stuff.
At some point, people are going to get tired of it. I'm hoping it's sooner than later.
I started 4 years ago.
Yep. And I hope it can continue for another 4. But I tell you what, at some point you got to protect the folks that are doing the protesting. As long as they're legally, peacefully protesting, I got no problem with them.
I agree, but I do have a problem with people that can rationalize arsonists and looters. And I do have a problem with the people that leave pallets of bricks along march routes or route marches.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't catch the mayor of D.C. this morning, did you?
Carefully ignorant of the news of the day.
The D.C. mayor was quoted as saying, "I am not sending my police officers out to protect and to protect stuff." You hear that? To protect stuff. I tell you what, it's unbelievable. She said that's what they got insurance for.
But carrying on the sentiments of a long line of D.C. mayors before her, most of which are either in jail or drug-addled corpses by now.
I remember that now. What was that guy's name? Marion Barry. That was him. Good old Marion Barry, the cokehead.
enjoyed his time in and out of the low security prison they got right south of D.C. there. It was pretty funny. D.C. is an entity all its own.
Well, listen, can I be listening for me on here? And probably around Thursday or Friday, I'll start throwing my call sign out pretty regular. And you catch me on here, and then we'll set up a time when we can hook up, and I'll put that one of those chunks of lead in my truck.
And you ever get around this side of town, give me a shout out.
You can count on it.
Great week, and don't work too hard. Oh, darn, I used that four-letter word again. KX4YM, standing by.
Call sign one more time. KX4YM.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike.
Got it. All right, we'll hook up towards the end of the week, bud.
All right, man, stay safe. KX4YM, clear.
TR, are you out and about again today, Tom? K4 BWA.
Good morning, Mr. Steve. Hi, Captain. I'm out, and I am headed to the dentist this morning. You want to take my place?
Let me think about that, no.
We click on the trigger. You sure about that? I'll give you a second chance because you keyed up so quick.
Well, let me give it due consideration. No.
I never. Oh, nothing serious. Got some little work to do, but oh well. Life's getting back to somewhat normal, except for the terrorists out there tearing up businesses and that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let me tell you a little quick story. Last month, we always meet over at Charlie's Barbecue, and the dining room was not open the first Tuesday of last month, but it is now. So I took a couple of tables and some chairs, and we set up in the parking lot to have our lunch that a bunch of guys that went to high school together, we just get together and have lunch together. And while that was going on, I was sitting in a chair that broke. And one of the guys said I went down so fast that left my hat hanging in the air. So anyhow, I am so glad that we're going to have a normal inside dining experience.
Good, Steve. Glad to hear it. I'm still trying to keep my social distance as I can. But I think all these people marching and getting close together and that in all of these cities are going to spike that COVID virus. I don't see there's any other way. So they're going to destroy the comeback in short order. I hope I'm wrong.
Apparently they feel good enough to get out and protest and riot. Hopefully they're not COVID people.
K4SUG, W4FCM radio on today.
This gentleman broke in and didn't know we were on here. Anyway, Steve, protesters are fine. The terrorists are not. And if I was them, I'd be feeling real good if that wasn't one of my businesses that they were breaking the windows out of, and I think you feel the same.
Well, did you hear some of the news this morning?
A little bit. It makes me sick. Heard they tore up Asheville last night. And, the people in Minnesota, that's where this happened, and it was wrong, and they got a right to protest. But all over the country, burning up businesses and that, no, I ain't going along with that stuff.
in the news this morning out of Philly. Three Antifa. One wounded, two killed, trying to break into a gun store. The owner had stayed in the store last night. And basically when they came in, he dropped two of them and wounded one. So I think that's kind of good news. And they said there would not be any charges filed against the gun shop owner, that he was, you know, protecting himself and his property. So I think that's the way it should be. Also, there was three Target stores saved last night. Target stores are a favorite target of these Antifa people. And it seems that there is a growing movement of citizens, some groups of citizens, one in Philly, one in Pittsburgh, and one in Brooklyn. They all got together and stood out in front of the Target store and kept them from coming in and looting it and burning it last night.
Give those folks a cigar, even though it causes cancer. And that's the old saying, give them a cigar and a kudo. And that's the way it should be. They shot four police officers in St. Louis last night and one someplace else. And I'm like President Trump. This stuff's got to stop. They were peacefully demonstrating down in Greenville. And then after 10:30, I think it was, somebody threw a big firecracker. And so then that gave them the precedence to start breaking windows and stealing. They broke into Macy's in New York last night and stole stuff out of there. They defaced the World War II memorial. They defaced the Lincoln Memorial. And Lincoln's the one that wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, and go figure. And I would venture to say they have no knowledge of the Emancipation Proclamation whatsoever.
No, and they don't care about that either. What they want is civil unrest and anarchy. And, today's quote from the mayor of D.C. this morning. She's not sending her officers out to be injured and killed over stuff. That's what insurance is for.
Democrats, Steve. Well, Steve, I'm getting near my destination here, and I got to watch the traffic. I'm up on Wade Hampton, and so I'll say 73. Good morning to you. Nice talking to you. You have a nice day, and as they say, don't tread on me.
There you go, bud. Well, listen, what was that? Trying to remember. Oh, MASH. I hope you have Painless as a dentist today. Remember him in the movie, Painless? I hope everything goes well for you. KN4BWA, clear. Have a good one.
No worry. I've been through a lot worse, Steve. KN4BWA and 0GR73.
NDK, thanks for getting back to me. I didn't catch your call sign.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo, X-ray, Echo, KO4BXE.
4BXE, this is Whiskey 4, November, Delta Kilo in Charlotte. Hope you're doing well today. Yeah, I'm just trying to get into the Caesar's Head repeater. Sort of doing a modified radio check, maybe a QSO, quick QSO. Had a little popping and crackling on this side past couple days after putting in some new cable. So I'm just kind of testing that out.
Hey, you sound pretty good on my end. I'm in the truck, got a radio in the truck. It doesn't pick up the best in the world. I need to do a new antenna on my vehicle, but you're sounding good. I'm up in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
KO4BXE, Hendersonville, That's a place I really like. That's where my grandparents live. A lot of family from that area. What part of Hendersonville are you in?
I'm south of Hendersonville, a little community called Green River. Pretty close to the repeater, actually, by the way the crow flies.
WA. What part of Charlotte are you in?
Near South Park Mall.
Good now, pretty good. Yeah, I've hit the repeater from over at, it's 485, isn't it? From right there at Billy Graham and 85. So, it's a good repeater. How'd you get onto this one?
Explain your question. How did I get onto this one? You mean what frequency am I on? Or how did I find out about it?
Yeah, how did you find this repeater from over there in Charlotte?
A couple of ham friends, actually one in particular, he and I both tried to get our antennas up as high as we could. And then one night we were just talking about different repeaters we should try to reach. And he mentioned Caesar's Head.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing very well. So what is your setup?
The Yaesu FTM 400 XDR. And the antenna, I got some LMR 400 up about 75 feet in a tree to a 16-foot, 9-inch Comet GP9 dual-band omnidirectional antenna.
Well, that should certainly do it. Yeah, you sound good back this way. And right now, I am just out of Duncan, South Carolina.
Well, yeah, I enjoy talking to the folks there in the Duncan, the Greenville, Hendersonville area. Bunch of nice folks, and it's a good repeater. There's a lot of people on it. I got a couple of the frequencies programmed in. I checked into the net last night.
Yeah, hey, did you know that's the longest running net in the U.S.?
I did not know that. Yeah, I originally set up the antenna in hopes of reaching the Mount Mitchell repeater, which I can do. And then I found this one. And I also can hit Sassafras Mountain, which isn't quite as strong, but I think that's close to Caesar's Head.
Hey, if you're hitting that one, that's doing well. Now, do you ever do 440?
440, although I cannot do the distance on 440. I don't think that wavelength travels as far.
Okay, well, what I was going to suggest is that the Spartanburg Ham Radio Club has a repeater in Spartanburg. I don't know if you'd be able to hit it or not, but it is really whisper quiet and a really, really good repeater. And it's at 442-075.
Spartanburg, the one's programmed in, I'm not sure if it's 2 meters or 70 centimeters, but I'll go check that one out and make sure I got that one programmed in and try it out too. I enjoy that also, and I talk on the Blacksburg repeater, and Blacksburg seems to be a lot of Shelby people, primarily Shelby, North Carolina.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes that Mount Mitchell repeater can be the Wild Wild West, and that's for lack of a better way to describe it. But yeah, they get off of Mount Mitchell and over onto the Blacksburg repeater, and they have a good time, and it's a pretty good repeater too. How about our guy in Hendersonville? You still in there? I didn't mean to come in and take over the conversation.
Y'all are fine. I'm still here. I'm traveling down the road. No, you're fine.
Hey, what other repeaters are up there around the Hendersonville-Asheville area that are pretty good besides the 610?
Well, I'll tell you, I just got my ticket, three or four months ago, and I'm just getting familiar with all the repeaters. The only radio I've got is this one here in the truck, and I'm just getting familiar myself. There's the Bearwalla repeater, and then there's the Tron Peak repeater that's pretty popular here in Hendersonville.
Tron Peak, is that White Oak Mountain?
It is. Local people call it Tron Peak, but yes, you're correct. It's White Oak Mountain.
Now, Charlotte, did you hear that? White Oak Mountain is also a really good repeater. It is real quiet. And I'm not talking about volume. I'm talking about quality of audio. You've used that one, haven't you, Hendersonville? It's a good repeater. Quiet.
Yeah, it is a good repeater. So's the Bearwalla Mountain repeater. It's really good, too. I can't remember the frequencies right off.
I'm in. I got those in. Bearwalla Mountain, I can hit that one with 5 watts.
I'll hit that one really well. As a matter of fact, if you're up at the tower on Bearwalla Mountain on a clear day, you can see the sun reflect the Bearwalla.
There you were kind of cutting in and out. You said the sun reflecting off the buildings in Charlotte. Is that what you said?
From Bearwalla Mountain, you can see the, on a clear day, you can see the sun reflecting off the buildings in downtown Charlotte.
By that, I think that Bearwalla Mountain's up near Batcave and kind of up near the Justice Orchards. Tryon Peak referred to as White Oak Mountain. And I thought the Tryon Peak repeater was on Hogback Mountain.
There are no repeaters on the top of Hogback Mountain because that's where Channel 7 WSPA broadcasts from, and they won't let a repeater up there. They won't share their tower with anything. They're kind of tough. As a matter of fact, this repeater that we're on, the 610 repeater, they use the Channel 4 WYFF tower. They're about 400 foot up the WYFF tower over there. That's why this one really gets out pretty good.
And I think the Pisco Mountain repeater is up there with WLOS-TV out of Asheville. Well, yeah, I enjoy talking on these repeaters. Tryon Peak, Tryon's where my family's from, and I think Hendersonville, KO4BXC, if you're in Green River community, is that down there near Tuxedo?
Still in there. He'll have to answer that one because I'm not sure about that.
In and out of the holler there. That's just another place where I spend a lot of time and have a lot of family from that area. Oh, yeah. Well, these are, that's my sweet spot, hitting those repeaters up near Hendersonville, Caesar's Head, Brevard, any of those that face Charlotte. I got a clear line of sight there.
Wow. That is, you're in a primo spot then. Well, I tell you what, I'm about 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road, just out of Gallinsville, if you know where that is. And I'm up on a nice little knoll, so I can pretty much hit, you know, any of those around there. I don't usually try to hit any of the repeaters around Charlotte, though. What's good around Charlotte? Are there any repeaters up on top of the buildings?
The 940 repeater was up on top of one of the big bank buildings, and it's got some issues with one of the transmit portion of it. They've got to get up there and work on it, but they can't because of the Republican National Conventions in Charlotte. They won't let them up there right now. Most of the repeaters that are good are either in Dallas, the 444.450, which is up 1,500 feet on a TV tower. And then there's some on Kings Mountain, Crowder's Mountain that we hit, but they're kind of oriented, pointed to the east. And then there is one up on, as a new repeater, on the Hearst Tower downtown Charlotte, which you could try. See if I can figure out what that one is, that frequency.
Well, it's listed in the North Carolina repeater book, isn't it?
The Hearst Tower one is listed as Newell because they moved it from Newell up there. N-E-W-E-L-L.
Ah, no wonder I don't know about it then. Okay. Huh. Well, now, that Newell repeater, does it have any problems with shadows from other tall buildings?
I'd probably try to... It's linked up with the one in Rock Hill. I'd probably try to hit one of the Rock Hill repeaters. Those are the ones that that really boom out for me. And the best one around here for me, too, is on 70 centimeters. It's that one in Dallas.
I kind of doubt that I could hit that one in Dallas from where I am, especially on
70 centimeters.
Try the 145.230 repeater. Have you tried that one? That's the Mecklenburg Amateur Radio Club repeater.
145.230. And that one's located where?
Spencer Mountain. In Gaston County.
Okay, I recognize Spencer Mountain. Okay, all right, I'll have to head in. How well does it cover? Does it cover up through the city pretty well?
All over the city. It doesn't get too far outside the city, but we talk on it all over the city.
All right, I'll have to get that one programmed in, too. All right, well, good enough. Well, guess what I did recently? I traded for an FT-857D Yaesu. It's all frequency, all bands, all modes, and from my truck, I managed to hit Italy and Brazil the other evening.
Wow, I want one of those radios for sure.
Did it, and I'm going to tell you something. It's fun. Matter of fact, I'm talking on it right now.
That's the one I thought about getting. That's the one with the big dial on it. Do you move it between your truck and in the house?
I can, but I don't. In my main shack, I've got a FP-991A base. And, man, I tell you what, that thing is just sweet.
Anyway, I got my sights on. I think, though, since I bought so much 2-meter 440 equipment that I'm going to have to go for a used box all mode.
7300 ICOMs and 991A Yaesus. Man, if you can find one used, they're bringing almost the price of a new one.
And the 991A does the Flyers X, which I've used to talk on a lot before I got the new antenna up. Now I'm back on FM because it's more fun. But Flyers X is kind of fun.
Yeah, I've got my FT8 through my laptop into the 991, and it's just sweet too. All right, well, listen, I got to jump out. I've destinated. I've got to go in for about 15 or 20 minutes. I'll come back out on my next run down to my next call, and I'll see if you're still in there. What was your call sign again?
For NCK, Whiskey 4, November, Delta Kilo. Hey, it's good talking to you, KN4BWA.
Good deal. W4NDK. And I'll look for you on the air some, my man. The 73s. Have a good day, and I'll catch you at some point down the road. W4NDK, KN4BWA, clear.
BWA, W4NDK, clear.